when she's spoon, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Did we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to Black Vibe Reality, a place for Black Vibe baddies and those who love us. We're back to continue our Survivor recap of episode 5. It's called Tiki Man. And once again, I am so happy to have Coupled with Rebels, Maximo and Ash. Hi.
Hey. What's up?
Thanks for having us.
Of course, of course. Thank you for doing this. And I have Izzy Gleacher from Big Brother 25. Hi, Izzy.
Hey.
Hey.
Also, love talking about Survivor.
Yes, yes. All right. So I already got Maxi and Ash's take on the season so far. This is the first time of me talking about Survivor 46 with you, Izzy. Mm-hmm. So can you give me broad strokes what you thought of episodes 1-4 leading up to this one?
Well, I'm not a big fan of the new era three tribe format. I think that it's killing me. It's like truly killing me because the smaller tribes before merge, it's just mm-hmm. like you have no options. Like whatever the social setup yes. is on that tribe, there's no way to maneuver around it. There aren't other options. And so like, I just feel devastated for Jess. I was a big Jess fan from the beginning, you know? I'm also devastated for Bono, even though it's like, you know, it's triggering because he's very much like Heisum. And like,
oh, interesting.
Really, it's like Heisum if Heisum wasn't like super, you know.
Yeah.
But like, I just feel like the two of them serve really important like types of players in these mm-hmm. games. And if it was just two tribes and there were more options, like, I don't know. I think things would have already been shaken up. You know, I think like it's hard to watch people not actually play before you get to the merge, you know? And so for me as a viewer, it's like, oh man, like, of course I only want anyone from Yanu to mm-hmm. win this game yeah. because they're like literally halfway through the game, like literally in terms of days. And mm-hmm. like a tribe has never, you know, in this episode, when Tiga was like talking about their game and how they've been playing, I'm like, y'all haven't been playing. Y'all cha-cha-ing, you know?
Right. Learning salsa.
Yeah. Like, anyway. So that was
nuts.
Ultimately my read, I think like, I could get into it more, but I won't. That's how I feel. That's my overall feeling.
I feel like this episode is where we're gonna finally pick back up in the direction you want
us
to.
Thank you. Yeah. I don't mean to be so negative.
No, it's okay because I get it too.
Honestly, that's why it's now picking back up.
It was kind of like Curse of the Yanu tribe, and I think mm-hmm. finally this episode, it's like, yay, you know, like we have some moments where other, you know, tides can shift. So
it's just a pity win of like, I'm cheering for y'all because you have been doing so bad, and I don't know if that's really what Survivor should be.
Yeah.
I like really agree with that sentiment. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that they haven't gotten Flint, it's like
in 11 days.
Come on. Like, that's not the point. No one's watching it anymore because of the survival aspect. Like,
no.
Yes, the suffering. Yeah, exactly. Like, this is not alone, you know? Like,
absolutely.
Shout out to the people on alone. Like, that's really serious.
Yeah, it's really hard. So, this episode picks up.
Here we go.
We have no more Banu. So, it's just these three.
Okay.
It's such shade. It's just
be kind.
Honestly,
I feel like Jess and Banu, and even the other person who left, what was his
Brandon.
Name?
Brandon.
Exactly.
Jalindy.
Oh,
all
Jalindy.
The tribe. They all weren't playing Survivor, I feel like. Like, they weren't playing Survivor, and being fans of Survivor to come in and then give up on challenges and then to, you know, not participate and to talk and tell everybody everything. It's just like, You're blowing up the game, dude. You're not here to play Survivor.
At least it makes it easy for them to get out. Like, yeah. You already know.
Yeah. It's very true. I mean, and Jelinski, I don't know if he comes across as a super fan. He knows what he should be doing to make good Survivor and could not get up there. It was wild.
You can pull the trigger.
Yeah. So at this point, at the beginning, it's 10 days of Yanu without Flint. And they keep saying that they're the worst tribe in history, which at first I was like, you're being a little dramatic. But then later when we get the record numbers.
That was so good. That was good.
Yep. Jeff is being a little butch queen in this episode. Oh, he is being shade.
What's going on with Jeff?
Throwing all the shade at Yanu, and I'm like, ooh, like, all right, Jeff.
I'm coming back for Jeff.
Yeah, he's very much like, I'm sick of seeing your faces. Go away. Win something, please.
Well, I don't know. I think Jeff has the power to change some of that, given him digging his heels in with this new format and new, you know, like,
true.
Like Jeff, like, I don't know. You did this.
Yeah.
Yes. This is on you, Jeff. Tiffany is happy that it's down to Q and Kenzie. These are her two, number one and two.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course she's happy. Kenzie starts breaking down crying in her confessional. And I wrote, watching people tired and hungry isn't fun.
Oh, it's not?
That's when you get to see the real.
So I'm like, oh,
I mean, I think it's like it's fun if it like only then.
Yeah. I think there needs to be a balance. Like, people are still hungry if you just give them a little bit of rice, but they're at the point where they can hardly function, and you need to give them a little something to have in the tank for these challenges. Which I'm like,
yeah.
10 days, they have to be giving them something, or they said coconut.
No, I was super surprised because, yeah, later we find out Q is saying they eat, like, one coconut a day each, and they're just, like, drinking water. So when Kenzie starts breaking down, I think that's, like, one of the first times I felt bad for Kenzie. But I'm like, oh, no. I'm like, Kenzie, you're hungry. I don't know. Banu ruined my perception of Kenzie. Mermaid, dragon. That's what I see every single time.
But are we loving that? I thought we loved that.
I love it, but I'm like, I got my eye on you.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I mean, yeah, she's come to play, you know, like, fucking show up, you know?
Yeah.
I love seeing, I mean, I think there's, like, a lot of strong chicks on this season.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Giving attitude, and I would have been breaking down like that day 3, 4. So, it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was the most honest. Like, I think that was the most honest emotion from her. I think in you know.
Exactly.
But I think some of the tears are a little, I don't know, felt put on, or I don't want to say they're suffering, whatever, you know, I have sympathy. But I think that was like the most
because Kenzie's very tough. She tries to be very strong, positive, here, but also playing the game. That was the first time that we're like, oh damn, like you're going through it.
Yeah.
Just that they're really experiencing this.
Yeah.
I just felt for like their whole team. It was like, okay, now I really know they're rough out there.
Yeah.
They don't get to get a fire. I'm just like, honestly, I think Kenzie might last a little bit longer just with the whole new emotional release coming on.
Did you pick up though? In this beginning time when Tiff is talking, like, oh, I'm so happy that these are the three that are left.
Mm-hmm.
Are you buying that Tiff is actually, like, happy? Because I'm getting vibes of, like, she's, like, on the fence with Kenzie. She's kind of, like, got her eye on Kenzie as well, is what it feels like. And especially throughout the episode we start to see.
I'm definitely curious to see what Tiffany does. I mean, I think she's one of the... I mean, the thing is with this format, like, I think the three of them sticking together for, like, a long time is, like, that we've seen that work. Like, we've seen that be really powerful. I mean, even in new old school Survivor, like, in some ways the tribe that loses the most before the merge is, like, always in the middle. Like, is always, like...
Yeah.
And so that can be, like, really powerful, especially if they band together, you know? I don't know. Yeah, I think...
But I think
Kenzie is maybe more likely to jump ship before Tiffany makes a decision, I feel like.
Yeah.
anyway.
No, but that's Q's getting real strategic out there.
Yeah, like the voice on the dream.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's now Survivor.
That's coming.
Yeah, we'll get to that. First, over at Sega, Ben, he is also getting the spins, but there's Charlie there to help him out. Mo is like, I don't like this. They're hanging out. They're too chummy. And I think it's Maria who's like, but we got him first. And Mo's like, no. This isn't about dibs. This is Survivor. Right. And
I love that.
Anytime.
Yes. Finally. I thought that was like the best thing Mo said yet in the whole thing. Like, that is fucking it. And I love that. I mean, like, I love, you know, like needing to play a little fluid, you know, like, and that's important because like, it's just different. Like once those tribes have to go to tribal, they'll really see what the dynamic is like. Like, that's why they're fucked. That's also why Yanu's in a powerful position.
Yeah.
They didn't rock bottom. Like, they're ready to go to war at this merge, you know? These others are like, that, the Sega thing, I don't know, was like, lame. I don't know.
The Vibe Tribe?
The Vibe
Tribe. Right.
I'm not a vibe person. I'm like, I don't like that, but there's a lot of vibes on the winning tribe, too.
But it looks like Ben is doing really well because Mo, our gay, is like, look, Ben is like the most charming, charismatic man I have ever met. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Ben doesn't have a vote. And we know how the end played out. So he's actually killing it. But we'll get there.
Yeah.
Oh, Sega. All right. Over at NAMI. Nami. There we are. All right.
Everyone is on an ice.
This is the messiest tribe.
Yes.
This,
you think so?
I think this is the messiest tribe.
Ooh, yeah, I can see it. I can see it. There's a lot of chaos here. Yeah, like you said, everyone's looking for an idol just on their own. Except, okay, I feel like they faked us out with Liz because Liz is like, I just told everyone I can't even find my shoes. Da, da, da. And I'm like, but she definitely looked, right? We just didn't see her look.
Right. I mean, if you're smart, you would definitely be looking for an idol.
Yeah.
But the idol, right, Brandon... Or Randon, he had an idol, and he was taken out the game.
Right, so now it's back in the play. So
it's back in the
yeah.
But do we know if it's back in play as a beware advantage, or just like going to be an idol willy nilly out there?
Oh.
Like, are they going to
probably right, beware?
I don't know. I thought Hunter found the beware advantage. Is that?
Oh. That is what happened.
He did.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yes.
Everyone's on the idol search, and then Venus is calling Hunter like a meat shield, and Venus is like, I'll keep Hunter around because that's like great. That's a great shield for me. No one will take me out because he's a very valuable player. And then she starts like following him around as he's looking.
But of course. His face looking all weird. It's like, no, duh, motherfucker. Like, of course she's staying with you. Like, it's okay in your confessional to be like, man, I was so pissed. But like, when you're searching, like, how dare you have an attitude with her? Like, she's doing the right
thing. No. I think her following him makes sense. But the things she were saying was buck wild. Okay?
I mean, she's nuts.
She was just like, you know, everyone's going to be, like, gunning for you. And he's just like, does that mean you are? And she was just like, no, I mean, you're my meat shield.
You are the biggest Yes, but no.
Yeah.
I was like, what a mess.
They're messy.
You building trust through honesty.
Sure.
And then of course, he walks away.
Which, why would you do that? You got to stick to the bit.
That's where she really went wrong. She just, this is it.
I just want to say my piece. You couldn't find the idol. I'm out.
You found it like immediately after she left.
I know. So I was like, what was the point? So no, this guy, he's still doing pretty well for himself.
I want to see Tevin.
Yeah, Tevin's not really in the episode much.
Yeah.
Not at all.
No, we got a lot of him though last time. They kind of planted that Tevin's a little bit sus on Soda. Mm-hmm. We know that he's really in with Hunter, and later on we see Hunter feels the same way. These two are. I love this pairing though.
Hunter and Tevin.
Hunter and Tevin.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There's a duo I'm rooting for.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just think they do really well. I think they do really, really well.
They're just so level-headed, and they're both like, we know what we're good at. We both compliment each other, and they're just so bro. It's so cute to watch.
Yeah, yeah. They have a real, you can tell they have like an actual connection. You know, like they're going to be friends after this, you know? Like,
yep. Yeah. They're going to hang out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I want to hang out with them. Let's hang out with them.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Can we get them on the show?
That's what I'm here for. So, back at Yanu Q, his little strategy now is like, oh, I think I'm ready to go home. I need to go home. And I knew this sportsman has too much of an ego to bow out of anything. So then he's saying this to Kenzie. Kenzie's like, oh, no. Don't do that. And then later on, Q's like, oh, I'm such a mastermind. Like, yeah. I'm going to pretend to quit so she doesn't play her shot in the dark. And I'm like, Q, you were also thinking you could coach Banu, okay?
That's true.
Yes.
I love that we're already playing as if you've lost the immunity challenge. Like, we're already done. We're going to like start playing our cards because we already know elimination's happening. Everybody in Yanu is just like, who's next?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it again.
And then I think that Kenzie or Q and Tiff keep talking, and then Kenzie goes up, and then Tiff like switches the conversation and is like, yeah. Oh, no, I'm just talking.
But shout out to the edits. That montage of. So what are
it's so
about?
Good. What are you talking about? So what are you talking about?
So you're talking about me?
So Kenzie tweeted about that, and she was like, oh yeah, I watched this in my hair salon, and everyone's like, you literally do that every day. Like, that's just her thing. That's how she gets the tea.
Wow. She's definitely queer.
Yeah. Oh, she's bisexual. You didn't know that?
Yeah. No, yeah, that's why I'm saying.
Okay, but... yeah. Exactly. So that's going on there. Now, Tim, we're back to Seagut. Tim hasn't pooped.
In 10 days.
Tim has not pooped. Listen, that will take a player out.
Exactly. I'm worried.
Wait, really?
Seattle, yes, like there have been many a player that have been taken out by a no poop.
You have to poop.
And then you just feel sick and you have to go.
Well, it gets stuck in there. Like, you can get impacted, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I know this because of Survivor. MD,
wow.
Survivor.
They medically take them out? And the people
oh, yeah, they get medevac.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a real concern, actually, for Tim.
They should go home because you couldn't poop.
They should have a challenge reward, and it's a douche.
Yeah. Ooh, that would be so nice.
That would be amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Whoever goes on the next Survivor, make a bamboo douche.
Oh my god. Yeah. Hunter's working on it right now. But yeah, we have to be on poop watch with Tim. He's also suspicious of Jem and starts,
Jem was mad obvious. Like,
it frustrated me how she just was going off.
She started cussing and getting defensive.
And like a hint of smirk underneath all of it too. So it was just like nothing about her face like looked for real. It was crazy. Yeah.
She was giving me very villain energy this entire episode.
Yeah.
I mean,
her hiding the wear advantage was part of her downfall, I think. It's too much. Like, the most important thing is to know where everything is at. You know, it's too early. Like, maybe if we were down to 7 or, you know, whatever, and you're, like, worried about something. But Girl, we got to, it's your first try. This is why they're panicking. They've been here for 10 days dancing on the beach, and now they got to go to tribal, and they actually realize that they don't know what they're doing, and they don't know who they can trust, because you only know who you trust after tribal, and they haven't done that. So it's like they're panicking. You just see panic everywhere.
Yeah.
And at this point, Jem is so confident in her game, and she's like, well, I got the girls, and I, you know, the girls are going to vote out basically whoever they want. And they're already telling Maria to, like, use the extra vote.
Yeah, like, what? Get it on Jem.
Like, what are you doing?
I mean, they didn't show a lot of, like, I wish they showed a little bit more of, like, Maria's thinking going into tribal, because, like, we left it thinking that she was like, yeah, of course he's doing that, but obviously I've got my people.
Yeah. No,
and clearly that's like, what happened, and she used the extra vote, so, like, what
I definitely think after this conversation with Jem, Tim had some more conversations around the camp with people. Even though we don't see in this episode, I do think there is, like, some sense of, like, we know that or think that she has the beware advantage. I hope,
I mean, the thing I was thinking that, like, potentially Maria was, like, gauging longer term the fact that Charlie wasn't connecting any deeper with Jem and Mariah, but he was connecting with Ben, and so to keep in good with Charlie, maybe it was more important for her to foster her relationship with Tim, because Tim thinks that Maria is his number one, and Tim is in with Ben, like, maybe she needs to be the odd person out, because the connective relationships are stronger in that configuration. That, to me, is, like, the only
I'm just like, no way Jem was being genuine to either of those boys.
I mean, like, Jem
was holding a machete. He was holding that thing.
Honestly, the only thing I like about the advantages is that she was forced to walk around with a machete all day.
She felt powerful. Here is a small little clip of the first time she goes up against Tim. Oh no.
She had to vote. Whoever puts me out that day, put in my view, and then has, like, this strong alliance.
We are. Girls are tough.
I know you're wearing an alliance, the two of you. Don't play me. Ben and Tam think they're running the show, but the girls have control, which is great, because when you are playing this game, it's either you or them, and that's how I see it.
I mean,
saying, like, don't play me, I know that you're in with the boys. He's like, I think you're the leader of the girls alliance. Like,
and then she literally has the audacity to say that I don't have tight relationships with anyone, I'm not close with anyone.
Well, now she's out, so maybe she was right. Like, I don't know.
Actually true.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
She did not play it well. Desperate.
Yeah.
I think she thought that just by, like, having the advantage, that that meant she exuded power or something. Like, but she didn't, I don't know. There wasn't, clearly she didn't.
Yeah, I mean, she was totally, she was definitely blindsided, because if she was smart, she would have played her.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the things, like, after playing a game like this, like, you don't, like, who knows what the vibes really were between her, you know, like, on paper, it could seem like, oh my God, that's the quartet of the new era or whatever. But then actually, like, you're, like, hanging out with this person, and it's like, oh my God, wait. You know, like, but we're not vibing at all. So,
But now what's going to happen when we don't know, or rather, Jem never said she had the idol.
Right.
Right.
So now you're still going to be thinking that maybe someone still has it. And that's going to be another draw of different allies.
That's going to,
And play it out. They're going to be like, oh, I got it.
People were giving Jem props for not telling anyone she had this. But I think the fact that she was being so sneaky and then they uprooted a tree. actually, it was a ding on her. It was a ding.
I mean, like, that was the biggest mistake.
It.
You know, like, yeah, it was, like, ultimately trying to hide the thing and, like, not put anything under there. I don't know. I mean, like,
yeah.
Was it thought out?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a little too gimmicky. I mean, that would also be another criticism of mine of the new era, is that there's just like too much shit out there.
Yeah.
Like, too much stuff. Like, you can't even keep track. Like, I don't like when ultimately votes come down to like luck of like, oh, well, who's left that we can choose from? You know, like that to me, like, doesn't make like an interesting, you know, like social strategic sort of like game, you know? So,
anyway. Yeah.
There's too much shit out there.
The immunity challenge.
Ooh,
yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat.
Oh, so good. So it's the sandbag challenge. There, every player has to do the relay of untying and grabbing these sandbags, and then they all make it to the end and have to launch it.
Classic slingshot.
Yeah. Before we even get to the game, though.
Oh. Yeah, we're talking about Jeff.
He's already piping hot because Jeff is coming for Yanu.
I know.
What is this?
He like starts off saying, so Yanu has either has or is about to have the most immunity losses in a season of the new era.
Yeah.
And then for the longest days without Flint.
11
right?
days without yeah. Flint in the new era. That's the longest. And then if they lose this, it'll be a record for losses. And he was like, so if the winners, they get pastries and fruit. Second place will get just fewer pastries and fruit. And he's like, and then everyone says losers. He's like, I thought you were going to say Yanu.
What the fuck? I think that's like, so savage.
Especially knowing where they're at, you just got to dig it in that much deeper.
And it was ahead. I would be fine if you did this afterwards, but you're already getting into their head before they do the challenge.
Yes, right. I was going to be same thing. I was like, I don't know, what was like, after?
Prove me wrong, bro. He's like, prove me wrong. Like, come on, come out here and, like, change this.
Laugh it off.
Yeah.
Can we look at Liz's face in this photo?
Oh, movie? Yeah. So everyone's just grimacing. I love that Tevin is, like, in the position of giving birth right now.
Yeah. No, you could Photoshop this image and put them, like, going down a water slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked. That form, baby.
Or an advertisement for the Survivor douche. I don't know. Like,
now we're
there we go.
Many options.
Yanu is starting off behind. Kenzie starts this whole thing off. Sure. I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then this was giving me flashbacks to when they had to shoot the basketballs in the water because it was like Tim versus Q. I'm like, can we stop doing this? It's actually stressing me out.
Yeah.
But you know what? Finally, it's down to Q, which, again, maybe we need to switch up the order of things.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He's pulling it back. Tim is pulling back. We get a slow-mo.
This was such a close game. This was Yanu was in the end the whole time. And then they finally get to second. And it's funny because there was a moment where Tiff, again, another shot to Yanu. Tiff was in last place. And Jeff goes, oh, Tiff, in last place, a familiar spot. Like,
yo.
Come on, dude. They're trying here. And then Q is getting stuck on the rope. So finally they get to second place. Mm-hmm. Then they're stuck at the rope, get all the way back to last place. And you could see Q's doing he was just doing a different method. He was tangling the rope onto the rope, or onto the stick itself.
I had no idea what was going on.
Instead of like
me
letting
neither.
It. No, Hunter got up there and Hunter was like,
done with Hunter. Done.
Unhook it. Under the loop, and then, I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You basically just have to take it off all of the loops with the pole itself, which is hard.
So who brought it back to second? It was...
Q. Or no, not Q. After they all got to the slingshot. Of course, Hunter goes and, like, knocks... Oh, wait, did Hunter knock them all out?
No,
I think they took turns. I think did Tevin get one?
We had a nice shot at Tevin.
Yeah, we had a nice shot. He did not right now.
One. He did. He took out the first one.
Yeah.
And then they win first place, and then it's down to Tim and Q.
Again.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Q gets it. Oh, my God. They get to do speeches. Like,
I was like getting emotional because Tiffany kicks it off first, and then Q's just like, "This is what it feels to win."
Yeah, he said it all small. Like he just said it was like just for them, you know.
Yeah.
Like Olive has known what it's been like, and he was just, I don't know, it felt very intimate, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, so sweet.
Tiffany finally lit up, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Like she was just like, instantly. Mm-hmm. Came back to life or something. Yeah. So yeah, it was. Yeah, I'm so
they
happy.
Looked nourished a bit. They looked like they could handle a few more days.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
At Q1 with that intense slow mo, I think this is the loudest I've screamed this entire season.
I legitimately
screamed. We're like, we were all screaming.
Yeah.
Imagine just did that slow mo.
I know. That would have been bad. Oh, so yes, a victory for them. Nami also gets the power to pick people for an adventure. Hunter's like, I'm going. Everyone seemed to be on the same page that this is like the meathead journey.
I would not want that to be the case. Like, I would never want to send seemingly like people on the journey together.
Distrust. Immediate.
Right.
Well, I'm sick of this whole
kumbaya.
The bros are going to be browing and then what?
But then Q honestly, like, smart as hell
he
with his moves
himself.
On the island. Mm-hmm. I think he did a really good job. And going to the journey. He was playing game. He was like, so this is how we're all gonna get to the end.
He cookouted it, you know, like he cookouted it.
Yes.
Like, yes. We're all get our peaks. You know?
Really?
You bring one. Yeah. You bring one. Everyone gets a plus one.
I don't know who I'm bringing. I don't know who you're bringing.
Yes.
Right.
So Kevin, he calls Tiffany as his plus one. No surprise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tim said Maria.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which was, it's so interesting. I hope he can really win her over because she is really Team Charlie.
Yeah.
And then Hunter picks Tevin. So they're
like
set. But also, I do want to slip this in because I thought it was crazy. They were like, oh, Yanu, you finally won. And she's like, yeah, we've just been eating like one coconut a day. And then Tim was just like, okay, and let's get back to rest.
He was like, I don't know, that's sad. Let's not talk about it.
He was like, all right. Y'all won. Be happy. Siga's sad. Siga.
He's like, I actually lost today, so I don't want to hear that.
Exactly. So we also get a letter saying that one of them can move forward to do some kind of knowledge-based survivor challenge.
So unfair.
Yeah. Tim was like, I'm not trying to lose my vote. So
Tim knows he's a super fan and is downplaying it. He's like, no, you know, you're a great fan. You should go.
Q wasn't going to do it either. So Hunter moves forward. He has to put all of the survivor logos in order. I would fail.
I hated this. I know, like, everyone out there, like, Twitter loved this. Twitter was freaking out, like, being like, oh, my God, my challenges. Like, but that's, like, not Survivor. Like, it's, like, that's, like, fun, you know, like, you go to trivia night at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not, it doesn't, like, forward the game anymore. And, in fact, now we've added another thing where, once again, someone doesn't have their vote.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, the whole thing is vote. I find these journeys extremely frustrating.
I feel like
they don't move the needle in.
They don't. They don't create any drama. They don't create any drama.
This specific journey challenge. It's funny because afterwards we're like, this was like really hard and like who could actually do this?
Mm-hmm.
But then Ash and I are on the couch and we're already thinking, oh my God, we should go back and like watch the other survivors. And I'm like, this is a marketing scheme. Literally, everybody that's watching this episode is like, I need to go study all the seasons and all of this, all of that. And I'm like, you just got a bunch of people to go back and rewatch some old stuff.
Yeah. Yes. But also, can I say, like, a little bit of my existential crisis during this episode? Like, I think it's, like, interesting how they're, like, very much, like, obsessed with marketing. Like, this is the new era.
Mm-hmm.
This is the new thing. And, like, the previous survivor is, like, a relic, you know, that is to be put on a pedestal and is to be like worshipped in this way that sort of separates it from the new era. Mm-hmm. And I think that's like, I don't know, it makes me like sad because you're never gonna have a challenge like this again, because guess what? There's no themes. It's the logos are 41, 42,
yeah.
or 45. Like, yeah. it's not structured in that way anymore. And I just wonder why we're like pulling away from the game that, like,
right.
you know,
everyone's in love with.
Yeah, I mean, I think the 26, I don't know, look, listen, I've been a new convert. I've been a new convert to Australian Survivor, and mm-hmm. I honestly think the game is brilliant. Like, the way that the game is structured is brilliant, and it's making me watch this season and be, like, a little sad because that production is getting in the way, the structure of the game is getting in the way of these kind of amazing people that we've cast. Like, I want to give a shout out to casting. And I want to say that, like, I think the game should be thought
match it.
Out a little bit. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's my little note there. About
yeah.
It. I'm a little bummed by that. Yeah.
But also, I want this type of challenge on Big Brother.
Well, but Big Brother is the type of game where it lends itself to.
Yeah.
You know, like Big Brother, that's kind of like part of it. You know, like you expect that the challenges are going to be about your surroundings and about the history. Mm-hmm. I think that's
yes.
part of it, you know.
Okay.
So I agree. I think this would be better on Big Brother.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a Survivor fan challenge.
Yeah. And I just like hate that the consequence is losing a vote. I'm bummed me out. Like, yeah.
Hunter was already aware that he is like a major target going into merch.
Yeah, I was so dumb. Like, the merge is coming. You need your vote. Are you kidding? Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Beware. He's going to get his idol.
Yeah.
Okay, for a few more days.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
like, you can use your idol to just counteract the fact that you know, instead of like, mm-hmm. it's just like nullifying things.
Right.
That's what I feel like. I feel like
really
yeah.
stuff ends up nullifying it. And so it actually devalues the advantage. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He needs Q. He needs this little six. Whatever alliance.
Yeah, the sixth alliance. That's so smart. Q and somebody.
They all are benefiting from this. Ooh, it's gonna get.
I mean, it's interesting because like Hunter and Tevin, I think, of course, would want to do it because they have this, like weird dynamic on their tribe. And then of course Tiffany and Q, like they ain't got nobody left. Like
no one else.
They're obviously a part of it. You know, so I think it's the Maria. It hinges on.
Yeah,
Maria.
That one's actually gonna get all fucked up.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
Maria's- the girls and oh no
yeah
I mean I'm curious what Maria is going to say to Mariah. I'm just curious
exactly.
about how that vote ended up anyway. Nicole.
Exactly. All right, we are Q. Eventually he goes back, he gets to enjoy his food, that's sweet. Sega is in a whole other headspace because they are finally going to tribal for the first time. They're down after it being kumbaya for quite a minute. So what happens is Mo, she breaks down what's happening. Mo's like, Maria has an extra vote. Ben might have something because he was on a journey. Turns out he actually just lost his vote. And now Tim went on a journey. So in their heads, they're like, that's going to be up in the air of what he's coming back with. Jem, this move by Jem boggled my mind. She just sits there and she's like, well, I'm going to go idol hunting, like, by myself.
So dumb.
And the thing is in her mind, she's probably like, that's going to make it look like I didn't hide the idol. I'm going to go idol hunting by myself so I can go find the idol that I haven't found.
Yeah, I mean, the reasoning was just all over the place.
Like, but we already agreed that somebody has the idol or somebody has mm-hmm. the Beware advantage. We don't know if there's another one out there. So what are you looking for?
She just lost it at this point, and now she just knows she needs this idol. And she
exactly.
does not care how she goes about it anymore. Everyone is pissed at everyone. The vibes are not checking.
I think
she's just gunning for it.
I think Tim spooked her. I think Tim definitely spooked her, and now she's like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen?
Me? What?
Well, and also, if anyone asks you a question, don't fucking say, what?
What do you mean?
Anything else? Like, that is the dead giveaway. Like,
no. He said,
So what? Where did you move the Beware advantage? Like, and she was like, "What advantage?
Yeah,
what
idol?" I'm like, "It's like that's it."
Are you fucking serious right now? Like you're fucking asking me about a fucking Beware advantage, and it's like, she's like, "Whoa."
Then she was like, "I'm such a good liar. I didn't giggle once." What?
He did come in hot though, because he came in. He should have played a little good cop, I think, first, because Tim came in literally being like, "So when are you gonna tell me that you have the Beware advantage?" Instead of being like, "So like, you know."
Well, but I think like at least maybe Tim's demeanor has been consistent, because I feel like that's how he's approached like every conversation. It's just "Oh, okay, Tim's here," you know?
Yeah.
At least that's like, to me, at least that's consistent, right? Like, Jem, I feel like the way that she was acting was just like, "Oh, okay, it's different," you know? Like, okay, something's different. So I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know.
Yeah, that's like the toughest thing, is to not let something change you, as we've seen on Traitors. Yeah. But she goes out, she gets a note, so she has to measure things with this machete. And then on top of that, after counting how many machetes are around all these like landmarks, she then has to do a math equation, which is like, I would be fucked. I'm just like, no.
I'm sorry. I don't know how she pulled this off. First of all, she's like, "I'm going to go idol hunting." Red flag right there. Then you go to check your immunity box that now has the key, goes to get your key. I thought it was just going to open the box, and then it was like, "Nope, just kidding. We're going to put you through something. You got to get the machete in broad daylight measure three different structures with this machete and then plug it into equation." Like,
no.
How long did that actually take, do you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, who knows?
All day. She has to be doing it all day.
No one noticed?
Like, but also, maybe that's, like, also a clue that actually maybe she's right. No one really cares about Jem on the tribe. Like, if she really had the time to just go willy-nilly, measure that, do this, drag around, blah, 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 have this conversation, have that, you know, go blah, 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 blah. No one's, like, looking for Jem.
That's true.
I would be concerned if no one was looking for me, looking for something.
Yeah.
I'd be like, "Oh no, they don't give a shit about me." That's learning, you know. Like, I mean, I was tailed every second of the day in Big Brother. Like, literally, I would be so concerned if I wasn't.
Oh wow! So she was just to herself, thinking like, "Everything's, you know, I don't really have my life
going under the radar."
Yeah,
playing hard.
I think she did not have a good read on her, know, her place in the tribe or whatever. Oh no, Jem. I like.
Well, she got her idol. She did her math. And for me, it was measuring the amount of machete steps from the place to the ocean. Like, it was like 7 or something. And then
28.
She did 28.
No margin of error was made.
Can you imagine her like?
I was thinking, and I was like, how could you make this like more nonchalant? And I was like, what if she just like, you know, maybe measured the machete to like her body and then like used the body to measure the things? You know, like, I was like, you took the machete and she is
literally like everything.
I'm like,
shout out to the props department. That was
right.
And then she gets the idol. Goes to talk to the girls, and the girls are like, "We think Tim has the idol."
Right.
And she played that weird too.
Everything was just so, "I don't like you."
Going
about this.
Jem, Mo, and Maria, they're like, "Okay, we could do 3 votes on Ben." She led this. She was like, 3 votes on Ben, 2 on Tim. We're good." And I was like, "We're good, I guess." But then Tim returns from the journey. He's like, "Yeah, I was not going to gamble with my vote, so I have I did nothing." That's when Jem talks to Ben, holding the machete. Oh. I think, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes,
Ben takes the hammer.
I have a little clip of it.
Ben's like 4, you know.
So nuts.
I know you look close to Tim because I saw it and I heard it.
Let me know who to vote for. And look at me. I will vote with you. You're not looking at me. Tell me what I never do.
I just hope
you're not looking at me.
Nobody knows.
knows? I don't have a
vote. She's crazy.
She is giving "I'm the captain now" energy.
Oh like, my gosh. She said, "You're not looking at me. Look at me."
That I was like,
who are you voting for?
Or and like, then
I'll vote
I'm going to vote with the boys. I want to be with the boys. I'm going to vote with you. Tell me who you're going to vote for. What?
You haven't Jeff? Been wanting to be with the boys at all this whole time.
Ultimately, she's just doing too much. What if she did nothing?
Yes, just it would have been better.
If she did nothing, she would have stayed. You know, like,
she's put too much pressure. And she went to both boys. She went to and then she goes to
copy paste. No, bad.
I mean, Ben was like, I saw her go and do the same thing to Tim, and he's just sitting there with the hammer still. I love that his strategy was like, okay, I'm going to stand parallel to her. Yeah. I'm going to have this little hammer. He's acting like it's like a huge sledgehammer. He has it on his shoulder. And he's just like, I'm standing my ground. And I'm like, this is like what the men do in the Fast and Furious series. Just grandstanding.
Maybe also like maybe Maria's just like, damn, Jem is a liability. I gotta go with these boys because they're acting crazy and we've never been to tribal.
Yeah.
You know? Like this is our first
time over.
Everybody starts to connect the dots, I feel like.
I appreciate that move. Like, mm-hmm. Like you gotta get that you have to get that out of there.
I agree.
I think maybe the biggest red flag was Jem leading the conversation on the votes and like splitting the votes. Like three votes, you're gonna use your extra vote first of all. We're gonna split the votes.
This ego got real.
Like, hold up, hold up.
Power, you know, because she had
And then Charlie and Maria have a moment too, right?
Yes, because they know they're the swing votes. And after Ben talks to them, because Ben's the one who's like, hey, this girl's doing too much. Yeah. They're like, okay, what are we going to do? Apparently, Jem has lost it. And, you know, she also, this is something important because Ben at first, I think, was trying to keep that he doesn't have a vote secret. But then in this conversation with him, Maria's like, so you potentially don't have a vote. And it's like,
so let's say that I don't.
Exactly.
She's like, as if I don't have a vote.
Yeah.
So you're not a threat at all. Okay, cool. And so that's when Charlie and Maria walk off, which at this point everyone else has to know these two are in cahoots, right?
I mean, it is kind of wild that they don't put it together that maybe they should just like vote out Charlie or Maria.
There has to be someone that's.
I mean, I'm just like curious if that is a conversation with.
Yeah.
Like, I would think that Mo and Ben would be leaders.
Mo.
Would be, you know?
Yeah,
but they need someone to like. Yeah, bring, like, Tim in and, yeah. Anyway.
Maybe Charlie is the next one because Tim wants to keep Maria.
Charlie makes sense. I think Charlie could be next if Siga has to vote again.
Everyone
likes God. I would get Charlie out immediately. I'm going to tell you why. Because it's like the people that are like Ben are always going to be a threat. I feel like you have to pay attention to the people that are just palpable. Like the people that like, I don't mean that in like a bad way. I mean like even keeled, like can like hang with everyone. You know what I mean? Like the people that like don't bring the vibes down, but don't bring them up.
And that's Well, that you need to get rid of so you can have a chance.
Yes, because they will just continue to go because, like, they'll continue to, like, come up with the reasons why the people that have, like, a bigger personality or, like, maybe are a little more villainous, why they're always going to be bigger threats. But, like, actually, like, you know? So I think Charlie is very dangerous and it makes me,
That's some long game thinking.
Yeah, I feel like I would be a palpable player. I wouldn't be the standout. I wouldn't be at the bottom.
This is the problem that I will always have, you know? Like,
I will be an entire villain.
I'd rather
and then, I'm hungry and tired. Oh, I'm gonna be a bitch.
Oh yeah,
I love that too.
Yeah. I can't do that.
On that little boat, already going back. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
I shouldn't send in their application. Okay. I'm not
going. Someone.
Blood versus water? No, anyone?
Oh my god. So I guess nothing else happens. We are now going to tribal for the first time for Stiga. Oh, I did have the Ben versus. Oh well. So long to that. Oh my god. Yeah, they talk about it's hard going to tribal for the first time after 11 days because they've done everything together except for aquadumps.
Yeah.
Even if they did all the aquadumps together, Tim would be left out.
Yeah, he's not aquadump.
Oh, yeah.
I'm. What is the aquadump?
Pooping in the ocean.
They poop in the ocean.
That's where they poop.
Yeah.
There's two options.
Yeah.
They either poop in the ocean or they poop in a specific spot. They call it a coconut grove, and they like dig holes and everything. Apparently one of the places that one of the tribes dug in earlier was a former coconut grove.
Okay,
that's gross. Yeah, I was on the ocean, but then it's like ew, but then when you're gonna go like catch fish in the ocean, are you running into people's shit?
I mean, you're probably running into a lot of
naturally we already are.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's moving. You know, it's moving.
Mo,
tribal being paved. I'm sorry. Last time tribal was paved. I just gotta say.
Right. It's a complete set. This is a set.
A budget. Production.
Yeah, production value is up on this season.
Yeah.
I like it though.
People also pointed out they have wooden stools now instead of logs.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? We didn't mention earlier, but there was a moment where Kenzie, what was it that Kenzie said? She was like, oh yeah, we have our first fire when they got to eat their food. We have our first fire and I have my hibiscus in my hair.
Yeah, she did.
That's funny. That's cute.
She's gonna pop off.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Accessorizing it up. We love it.
Yes. Love it. Mo says that there has been a laundry list of debacles over this Beware advantage. Jeff looked offended. But it's like, Jeff, you know this. You're acting.
Yeah.
But she was like, we uprooted a tree. We were digging for 3 days. Whoever did that was wild. At this point, they know it's Jem.
Stop.
But do they?
But not everybody does. I don't think.
I don't know.
I want to see who they trust. I'm sure there's a lot of suspicions.
Yeah.
I feel like they know it's Jem.
I think.
And
I
it's funny because, maybe they do. Well, three of them voted Jem. Two voted
Ben.
And Ben couldn't vote.
Right. So I think it was Mo. Mo was definitely unhappy. And then Jem had a vote. So it was her and Mo.
Mo probably voted Ben. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. Everyone did know. And they didn't want to say it because they didn't want her to play her idol.
Exactly.
Even Jeff is asking Jem, and he's like, so who are you going to vote for tonight? And Jem's like, I still don't even know. I'm still thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And then goes to Maria, and Maria's like, I think we all know. I think we're all just and I think this is about to be a blindside, basically.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how she didn't feel in that moment, I should play this idol no matter what, because even if it's not me, I'm confused as hell. Like, you know? Yeah.
I would have secured at least one more day on that island.
Exactly, to figure it out.
Maybe make it to the merge, you know?
That's what's nuts about this being their first tribal, because it's true. They don't feel that. Like, Yanu feels merge coming. Mm-hmm. They can't wait, you know, and they don't have that. I don't think the perspective was there because I think it's close to merge in that situation. How are you not playing it? Yeah.
What she, yeah. She was probably just thinking, oh, if I play this, then they're going to know. Girl, they already know.
Right.
I know. I can, like, empathize with the instinct of being like, no, it's too soon. Or like, oh, I have to use this for something more. Like, I think I'm good.
You're never 100% good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jem also asked Jeff if she could write his name down. This is when all the Survivor superfans actually said that this happened. Tribe wrote down Jeff's name in Pagong. Survivor Pagong?
Yeah.
All wrote down Jeff's name?
Was it all, Izzy?
I don't remember it. I think it was. Like, I think they had all. I think this was like during the era when it was like no one should leave. You know, the like moral.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, interesting.
But I can't remember it. That would be.
Yeah. Like, but yeah.
Vote out Jeff. Jeff is the traitor. We would like to keep the money.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jeff ropes for the traitors.
Yeah. Jeff is a capitalist and is pitting us all against each other. Yeah, overthrow him.
He's never gonna leave.
He's never gonna leave. He's never gonna leave. He's gonna live forever.
He said that on this episode.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
I think that this is like hobby. Like, this is fun for him.
Hobby?
Yeah.
I know, this is life.
No. Life.
He doesn't have to be there, though. He really doesn't.
He does have to be there.
But I mean, I'm saying, like, 46 seasons, dude.
Just have
you have enough money. You have a whole empire. You can totally get someone else and you'll be fine. You want to be there. You
without Survivor season, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, know? People will be distraught without him.
Yeah.
Would you still watch if Jeff left?
Absolutely. He's not like the baby. I don't really, you know.
There would just be a lot of complaining, but everyone's still watching it.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. So, yeah, that's where we leave off. Poor Mo is now at the bottom of this tribe.
Oh.
But it looks like next episode we're getting a merge? Is it merge or swap?
Oh,
is it a merge or a merge?
Well, they haven't swapped. Are we just done with the swap? Like, that's the other thing. If you do two tribes, you can swap to three. Or you could at least just, like, swap. I know Billy agrees, you know? Like, the possibilities are so limited going into merge. They don't meet anyone else before then.
That's
So if they merge, when they merge, essentially what they do is the three teams turn into two teams.
No, that would be a swap. I mean,
merge
would be now they're all together. Now
everybody's together. It's giving free for all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then everyone gets to exchange stories so we know if someone has lied about a vote or losing a vote, what happened on those journeys, what did people have to do for the idols, except this time they all switched it up, so I don't think they can corroborate stories like they did in the past.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, but now is the time for Jelinski's fear. That journey play catching up.
Exactly.
It lasted this long. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So silly. Imagine.
So silly. So.
Maria really got that one.
Yeah, Maria's doing great.
I think I'm obsessed with how Maria is playing. I'm really, really loving it. I think she's definitely a front runner, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be good with it. Let's see. Do we have a chaotic bi moment of this episode?
Ooh, chaotic bi moment?
Yeah.
Chaotic?
There was chaos, first of all.
I'm thinking.
Mine is Charlie and Maria, because they're both in the middle, and they're like, men, women, who are we going to go with?
I love it.
In the middle. That's so
yes.
Funny. There's been a lot of chaos. Probably the breakdown. Oh, wait. Kenzie's bi?
Yeah, Kenzie's bi.
Yeah.
Breakdown was so...
Oh, that was
chaos. I resonated, I felt, and I saw her. I did.
But was it chaotic?
Yeah.
I'm going Ben versus Jem.
Yes.
Machete versus Hammer. Like,
machete, not you saying machete versus hammer.
Machete versus hammer.
That's because that's what it was. That's what I
tell you. Ben, no. Okay.
That's Here's the thing.
Machete versus hammer.
Well, Ben's hammer was so small in comparison to her machete. Ben wins.
He knew
so
I guess with it. He knew what to do with it, baby. It didn't matter.
That does not matter.
That's right.
My chaotic high moment is
my cat
Mackenzie and Tip eating the food before Q gets there.
Oh yeah. And they were feeding each other. Did you see that
I
shit?
Love it.
Like,
you know
they were living the life. They were just I'm just watching. I'm like, where's Q?
Q
needs some food too.
But like, they were like, we saved you a third. He had a whole, he had a whole spread, and he got to sit there.
Has there ever been hooking up on Survivor?
Yes. Yeah.
Like on the show though, or we just find out after?
I mean, yes, and definitely in Pondy. You know, Ponderosa, people's be getting it on.
What do you mean, definitely, M. Pondy? What do you know?
I know things.
By the lake.
Got it.
I know things too.
I need to go back and watch Pondy.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I missed the Ponderosa episodes. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. No one's like, fucking.
I would hope not.
People are unfortunately making it. I mean, it's nasty, but like you're all both nasty, so.
Yeah.
Do they get toothpaste?
No.
Nothing.
They get bug spray and sunscreen. And then protection if you have menses.
Right. Yeah. They do take care of that if that happens. Mm-hmm. But God, oh my God, that would be a nightmare.
That would be so bad.
Could either of y'all even imagine like being on Survivor?
Only dream is to be on TV. Fuck Big Brother. No, no.
All right. Well, let's get
in. I'm rooting for you.
I know it's going to happen, but I love Survivor. I really love Survivor.
I'm rooting for you.
Let's make it happen.
And then I'm going to talk to you about it and be like, so how intense actually was it? Because like,
yeah,
I'm
tell
on
you all the team.
I want to, but then every time I watch it, I'm like, no.
It's as intense as it looks. Like, I do think it's,
Yeah. I think so.
I can't. It's not for me.
No.
That's fair.
I'm a traitors kind of girl. I
want
to be like.
Ooh, I want that. Actually, I want that.
We all gotta apply for traitors.
Next season. One just ended. Oh my God, House of Villains, the new season that's coming out.
Yo, I'm very excited.
I just want to see if. Tiffany Pollard, to be honest. The Teresa's on it too.
Yes, Teresa's
you guys.
We gotta talk about that.
I am sad.
Then the Survivor player this year is Robert Hatch.
Richard
Hatch.
He's the first winner of Survivor. Yeah.
I love
reality. Wait, the first winner?
Yeah.
Ever. I didn't know
first
that.
Ever?
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a gay guy, so there you go.
Yeah, he's gay, and he loved being nude.
Yeah, and actually, well, I...
Right.
Yeah, he was
I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, his returning season, it was actually, like, really a problem.
A real problem.
It was, like, really a problem.
I was writing about it for Collider, and, like, before any of that, it was like, this guy likes to be nude. And I was like, okay.
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Beautiful black moment. I want to sneak in there. Tiffany's speech after the win. That touched
me. Yeah. I was gonna say the celebration.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
and Tiff. That was such a great moment.
Yeah. That was it. That was the one.
All right. Is there anything else we want to say about this episode?
I think I'm good.
All right.
I think we've officially entered the game of Survivor. Like,
yay!
Yeah.
Yes. I know. Made it through. Now let's like play the game. Yeah. You know. So I think
there's gonna be a whole thing of like, did you really make the merge?
One more tribal for that.
I know.
But we're still almost there. Izzy, where can people follow you?
Oh, the always popular at Flute Dyke on Twitter, y'all. Yeah, there we go. Let's do that.
Nice.
Flute Dyke.
What did you say?
I'm going to go follow you right after this, Flute Dyke. Gotcha. You can follow me on Instagram at Maximo Extravaganza.
And you can follow me on Instagram at Eat My Ashley.
And I am your host, Nicole Weaver. You can follow me, Nikki Bernice, across socials. But most importantly, please follow Black by Reality across socials. If you like this, please like the video and subscribe. You know, I got more recaps coming and more great, beautiful guests. And hopefully both of these guests, you guys are returning. I mean, at this point, everyone has done at least three appearances on this. So if you like that, please subscribe and bye. Enjoy.
Bye.